It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. Today is November 27th, 2023. I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday and holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And happy full moon in Gemini to all of you. This full moon in Gemini is, I don't know, it's feeling like a Mercury retrograde, because I know that there's things that are opposing and squaring, and I don't know, I wrote it down somewhere. I might be able to find my notes, and I'm sure Mark Husson, schooled you on that right before, me coming live, so you don't need me to explain any of that to you. So yeah, it feels weird. It feels wonky. I even woke up like feeling like, you know, oh God, the energy is so weird. It's like, I just felt it last night. I felt it. I always feel a little anxiety for full moons and new moons. I usually get like, I don't know, my mood dips during new moons. Full moons, I definitely can feel more energized, but there is definitely a sense of anxiety and feeling on edge with the full moon energy that I usually get. So I started feeling it last night, and, you know, I couldn't sleep, of course, right? Because who the hell, I don't know, I just never can sleep the night before a full moon or a new moon for that matter. But yeah, it's that kind of energy that dips into our existence. So I don't know. I feel like this full moon is just carrying a lot of energy of caution and communication. So, you know, I'm really crossing my T's, dotting my I's, and watching who the hell I'm texting, and, you know, just really keeping an eye on things as far as miscommunication goes, because I don't know. I just sense that. And I don't know if that's just particularly for me or it's for everybody, but I'm just getting that hit that I need to be a little diligent in getting my point across. And I thought to myself, oh, shit, I'm going to go live on air. I just feel like there's just going to be some, I don't know, miscommunications afoot. Anyway, so hello to everyone. I'm going to jump in the chat room and say hello to everybody. And I'm going to tell you first what the show is about. We're doing a show here on how real change occurs. And, you know, going over the formula for how we can move into some real change in our lives and be done with the repeating patterns and creating the same old BS in our lives over and over and over again. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about how real change occurs first in the body, right? We have to reteach the body. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Hang on. Let me jump in. Say hello to everybody. Let's see where you guys are. Okay. You see my banner. I had to have my son come out here and unplug the Alexas because I put them all on. They're in every room, right? I mean, it's nice to play music. It's like stereo through the whole house, but and I mean, I love having, you know, Alexa. She's, you know, she's informative. She plays music. She answers questions. She's not always right, but whatever. You know, she tells you what time it is, what the weather is. It's very convenient. But I put her on zero volume, and there I am trying to get on air with Jay, and she's spewing out all kinds of shit. reminding me of, things that I have to accomplish today. And I'm just like, okay, no, we need to unplug her because she's like going rogue today for sure. So Johnny just came out here and got rid of Alexa for me. And here I am. I'm jumping in the chat room. Let's see. Yeah, my brain is so scattered and all over the place. Real Gemini energy, right? Hey, John, how are you? Hello, Renee, how are you? Good morning. Wonderful to have you. They're opposing. You guys still with me? We're still live, Jay. I hear it cutting in and out. Okay. Yes, he's saying yes. Okay, so we're still live. We had a little bit of a blip, but we're still live. Okay, so yeah, we got a little frozen. Yeah, it's like I say, like this full moon really feels like a wonky Mercury retrograde. But I mean, it's, Mercury, who's the full moon is it makes sense, that's for sure. Okay, so we are talking about real change. And I think this is amazing to talk about because this is like the loop that most of us are on. We're on this loop-de-loop where, and we might have some gains in our manifestations, right? But it's been a difficult road for a lot of us, creating change. And, I mean, there are some people that, you can talk to that'll say they don't believe that change is possible. It's actually scientifically proven that it is, right? Because the brain is so elastic. You really can change. And that's why I always say that affirmations are just not enough because the body keeps score. You've heard that before, right? You've heard that term before, that the body keeps score. The body is dragging you into your future, probably something else you might have heard before. These are all terms that, if you're familiar with the, the quantum physics, that you might have heard before. I'm a big, huge quantum physics buff. I read many books and study the laws of quantum physics. So the things that I bring to you are not just, fluffy woo-woo shit that, we all want to, believe in. There, it's actually backed up by hard science. Because I'm an Aquarian guy, so there's got to be some type of science or proof behind the scenes that are going to convince me to teach this to you or to live it in my life. And I have yeah, and I have Capricorn as my in my Mercury. So anyway, with that being said, this is a lot of quantum physics explanations that are going to go on today. And your body is dragging you into the future. I've posted that quite a few times and people are like, what the flip is she talking about, right? And those of you who are familiar are familiar. Those, you, if you know, you know. And what that means, your body is dragging you into the future. What that means is that the body keeps score. And what that means is your body records and stores all of your memories and experiences from your past. And to make it really easy to understand, it just creates a computer program around it and then it runs off of it. Right? You, literally, your body keeps score of all your experiences. So remember when I taught you guys, we had like that three-part series about how we talked about that you're not manifesting from your words or affirmations, that you're actually manifesting from your core signature vibration. This is kind of, not kind of, this is the continuation, if you will, or the ex more of an explanation of that teaching. Okay, so your body keeps score. You're dragging your body's dragging you into your future. All of that means is that the body is remembering. The body has a computer program running of all the shitty things that happen to you in your life. And I mean, it even stores happy memories as well. And that could go against you if that's too much as well, right? Because and too much of a good thing and a bad thing, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. But my point is this, your body is dragging you into the future means that your body is holding on to, most of us holding on to very old programs. And without you knowing it, it's actually running the show and manifesting everything for you. So that's called the core signature. And most of us don't realize that that's what's actually happening. We think that we're creating from what we say we want and what we, you know, our affirmations that we, you know, spew out every day. To be honest with you, you can say as many affirmations as you want, but if you do not understand what your core signature is and where you're vibrating from and what score your body is keeping and what's locked in your body, if you're not doing that work, the affirmations are just, they're not even sinking into your vibration or your head. They're just, it's just a waste of your time, right? It's like trying to clean up the sand off of a beach. You'd be there for an eternity, right? You know, you have this little shovel and this little pail, and that's what you're given your tools to clean up all the sand on the beach. And you want it to be cleaned up in 24 hours, right? It kind of sounds like the demands that we put on our psyches and ourselves for manifestation. That's really what it's equivalent to. So, of course, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that this is just another way of me telling you that you can't get away without doing shadow work, right? Because it always boils down to that. It really does. Everything boils down to you're not getting away with that. You're just not. The body keeps score. And if the body's keeping score and it's still relevant, still a relevant program that's running within your body, then your body is dragging you into the future. So let's just pick that apart for a second. The body and the program that the body is currently running is dragging you into the future. So we get the program part of it. You get that your body's running an old program. But the part about me saying that it's dragging you into your future, obviously that means that you're creating like situations to match the frequency of the program that your body is currently running. Because your body's running the show. Your body actually thinks it's your mind. It's not. It's not. Your body has literally taken over and taken your mind hostage. Let me unpack that. What happens is that you're running this program for such a long time. The body has the pain, let's label it pain program. Hence why they call it the pain body. We've done shows about that they're labeled in the archives. If you need to go back and look at the core signature shows. And, I think there was two or three of them. And there is, a couple of shows, I believe, on the pain body. They should be labeled, I'm hoping they're labeled. And sometimes I don't label things. I do apologize. I'll go back and look and figure out which is which. But if you need to go back and listen to the archives, it's well worth a listen. But they are, see, because Jay's been putting my archives up. I forgot. So they are labeled because I have my professional producer doing it now. It's not left up to me. This is why I have Jay doing this stuff. Thank you, Jay. You're so wonderful. This is why you hire people who to handle your shit, right? Well, I need that anyway. I love Jay. All right. So they are labeled and you can reference them and go back to The Pain Body series, and you can reference and go back to the Core Signature series, because that is going to take this, understanding a little further for you, other than this show. But I don't know. I lost my train of thought because I can do that pretty easily, and especially during this Gemini full moon. But let's see. Yeah, we got plenty of time. Let me jump. I have notes, and I haven't created notes in a very long time, but I come equipped today with notes because I figured my brain would be jumping up and down. And yeah, I lose focus anyway because I'm double fire sign. So I might as well be a Gemini, right? Because I lose focus very fast. Okay, how real change occurs. So we are talking about dragging our body is dragging us into the future is what we, how we were just talking about that just a few moments ago. I'm trying to get back on track and trigger my memory. And it's because we're running programs, right? We talked about how our body is running a program from the past, and that I was going to remind you that the only way to remove that program from your body is to actually do the shadow work. Right. And a lot of people don't want to do shadow work because they think it's scary. It sounds scary. It sounds complicated. I don't want to blame my parents. I don't want to look at, my past. I don't want to look at the pain. I don't want to look at what I went through in my life. Some people just don't want to look at it. They don't want to face it. But then there's a flip side to it that some people fit into the category of. And I'm not judging people, by the way. I'm just naming some of the reasons why shadow work can be a tricky situation for some people. I mean, first of all, when you start doing shadow work, you have to totally rethink your whole way of being in this world. And it's not a simple process that happens in 7 days or less. It's an ongoing process that has layers like an onion that takes time to look at. Do some people wake up spontaneously and heal from their past like overnight? Yeah, that happens. I mean, that's some Eckhart Tolle shit, right? That's like some Jesus stuff right there. That's how rare that stuff is, right? So, some people without knowing really turn their past into their personalities. It's an interesting way to look. It's not an interesting way to look at it. Well, it is, but it's an eye-opening way to look at it, is that a lot of us are not willing to give up our past or do the work, and let go of that past pain because we actually have formed an identity around it. And who the hell, this is what I mean by the brain hijacks you, hence where I left off. The brain hijacks you. I mean, the body hijacks the brain into believing that this is who it is, right? You actually form a personality around your pain, right? You look at a person, you say, oh no, don't, don't mention that stuff in front of that person. Don't talk about, this said thing in front of that person. They're very sensitive, People actually form their personality around their past pain. Okay? And they don't know who the fuck they are without it. So when I'm asking people to do shadow work and to look back on why they have a core signature of fill in the blank of lack and bad luck and shitty things happening to them, this is why. Because your core signature is reeking of the victim of the said thing that happened to you so many years ago that you developed a personality around. And that's why a lot of people have a very difficult time letting go of the pain that resides in the body. Because it's almost like I'm asking a person to do shadow work. I'm asking them to actually give up who they are. And I think in essence, that's really what shadow work is asking you to do. That your pain actually hijacked your brain into believing that you're a victim and that you're a person who never gets ahead in life. Or I don't know, I'm just throwing examples out there. You're a person who has terrible luck. And you've kind of taken on the personality of Eeyore, right? It's what happens. We develop personalities via our personal experiences from the past, which in turn become our core signatures of how we are manifesting. You're not manifesting from your three affirmations that you say before you go to bed. Those get lost. Or the three that you wake up and smile about and you're grateful for 10 minutes. No, that's wonderful that you're grateful and it's wonderful that you're saying affirmations, but that's not the real work. The real work is a combination of things. I'm going to give a formula at the end of the show, but the real work has so much more to do with things that are just so much more complex. Realizations that will be really difficult for us to come to terms with, right? Oh, I really thought my personality was me. No, your personality is formed mostly around your experiences. Your experiences can be a culmination of who you become, good or bad. You might have some really great personality traits as a result of some bad things that have happened to you, right? You turned a corner with that. That's wonderful. And you might have some really shitty ones that people are like, oh, stay clear of that person. Don't mention this in front of that person. Don't try to tell that person what to do. Don't give that person advice because they're going to come for you, right? And there's always, I always have this deep sense of, as you know, for being a shadow teacher and been doing this for so long and a clear understanding, being an empath, I can always look at the way that people behave and the way that they react, their knee-jerk reactions to things. And I always can get a very clear understanding of where that comes from. And sometimes people look at me and say, well, you understand a little too much, Christina. Like it's kind of borderline ridiculous. But for me, it's not because it's my profession to understand people. It's my profession to go beyond the egoic mind and being offended or all that stuff. It's my profession to do that. So I mean, I thank God every day that I have the ability to do that because it makes me really great at what I do, right? Because the ego gets in the way and it affects us. I thank God I have the ability to shut that off during readings and when I'm helping people, or even in regular social life, I'm seeing it differently. But we have to have an understanding of what's actually going on within ourselves and why we keep pressing the repeat button. Because a lot of us are getting sick of it and we're throwing our hands up in the air and saying, fuck it, why bother? Do you know what I mean? How many phone calls I get like that? Like, fuck it, why bother? And it also plays into a huge part of addiction and why people escape through addictions, because they can't come out from underneath this enormous patterning that is running their lives, that is just wreaking havoc for them. That's a lot of addictions are born out of that. All right, guys, we're gonna go for a break. And when we come back, we're gonna keep discussing how real change occurs. And by the end of the show, we'll have a very simple formula to get you started. You're listening to 1-2 Radio. I'm your host, Christina LaFrance. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're definitely changing the way you listen to the world. We are talking about how real change occurs. It's a lot to unpack. What is change? Do you believe your thoughts have something to do with your future? Did you know that we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day? And let me just clue you in on something. 90% of your thoughts are exactly the same thoughts that you had yesterday. Is that insane? Literally 90% of those 70,000 thoughts that you had yesterday, 90% of them are the same exact thoughts you had yesterday. So now, if you really think about those statistics, think about this. We know that repetition and creating a program, well, listen, we know that when our children were in kindergarten or we were in kindergarten, that how our teachers taught us to ingrain something within our minds to have it as second nature was repetition, was built through repetition, right? So if you have a computer program running in your body right? That's repeating. Because remember, your thoughts are derived from the program that's running behind the scenes, right? That's where they originate from. Most of them. Some of them are just random bullshit things that pop into your head that you're like, what the freak does that mean? Right? Because our brain is absorbing things from our environment. So sometimes we just have these really weird thoughts that we're just like, and when that's when you have to just throw it out the window and be like, no. Because your brain's like a computer, right? So don't get too personally attached to some of the thoughts that cross your mind. As a side note. But think about that. We have 70,000, 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day on the average at our human brains, and that 90% of them are exactly the same. So when the 90% is exactly the same thoughts lead to the same choices. Bear with me on this. The same thoughts lead to the same choices. The same choices lead to the same behaviors, and the same behaviors create the same experiences. Let's say that again. This is all Dr. Joe stuff. Love Dr. Joe. Dr. Joe Dispenza. Okay. The same thoughts lead to the same choices. The same choices lead to the same behaviors. The same behaviors create the same experiences. The same experiences create the same emotions, which in turn begin to influence the same habitual thoughts. So do you see how it's just like a merry-go-round, right? It's like a hamster wheel. And then you want to know why change is so difficult. And you want to know why you haven't been able to get off the hamster wheel. Because you're literally living your life via this old program that is habitual within your system, which has created your core signature. You know, when they say that, when the great teachers and, you know, quantum physics and you know, metaphysics dictates that you create your world around your, you know, what, you know, where you vibrate. There is truth. That is very true of a statement, right? It's very true. But the part that people don't get is that it's coming from your core signature, not so much by the things that you're spewing out of your mouth. I mean, it's all intimate. It's fitted together, but it's the bigger picture comes from your core signature, and your core signature is omitting from a program that you're running. Right? You might be running really good programs. You know, most of us are running great programs and shitty programs all at the same time. Right? You know, you've seen these people who, you know, are killing it financially, right? They just know how to do that. Because the program that they have running is a really good program for bringing in money. Right? But they're, you know, maybe in other parts of their lives, it's just horrible. You know, they're running a really bad program around love, you know, I don't know, whatever. But some of us are running good programs, bad programs. You know, you decide which program that you have to work on. But it's all, we're contracting everything via the program that we're running within our bodies. Our body stores all of it. Right? So the same experiences create the same emotions, right? So what does that mean? Let's unpack that, right? It's pretty simple. Same experience that we keep creating via this signature program that's running, right? It creates the same emotions. So in other words, the same experience keeps happening to us. Different players enter the field, you know? Let's just say that we have this program running of not feeling supported by people, you know, and maybe when we were younger, we had a parent that wasn't very supportive, was absent. You know, they might have been physically absent, from our lives. You know, it could be a dad that you never met, or a mom that you never met, or you could have been adopted or whatever. It doesn't make a difference, but you didn't feel supported. You know, maybe your parent worked all the time. You're carrying this signature story of hurt that's in your body. It's locked in the body. The body keeps score. You're omitting from that. So you keep getting these jobs where you just feel so unsupported by people. Nobody believes in you, and you just keep creating these scenarios one after another with just feeling so betrayed or unsupported, like nobody has your back. You know, it might be, and listen, if you're not involved in a love relationship, it could be showing up in your job. You know, it could be showing up at your job and in love relationships. You could keep meeting the same, you know, exact love partner over and over, right? But if we're not, if we push love away for that reason, where we're afraid to get close to people, then it'll show up like only in your job, right? It just depends, right? But the thing is that you're feeling super unsupported by people around you, you know, and you just, every freaking job you get, it's the same crap, right? You just feel like you can't get ahead, and you're put in this position where, you know, you're being critiqued all the time. You're made to feel small, like you're not doing enough, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not this enough, right? And what's actually happening in reality is that it's very simple. You're really just creating your world via your core signature, via the pain that lies beneath the surface that still lives within the body. So, you know, a lot of people say to me, well, you know, how do I figure this shit out? Well, there you go. That's how you figure it out. You look at your life. You look at what's been on repeat, because remember, I always say this, we're not creating from anything but our patterns. Period, end of story. And there's a reason for that. The universe has us on repeat because repetition is one of life's biggest teachers. Right? Remember being back in kindergarten? Remember those papers they used to hand us? Right? Where you'd have the letter, it had all the dots, like you'd trace the A, right? And then you'd write A, what, like, you know, a whole page of A's, right? And then the next day you'd write the whole page of A's, but they would put you through like a whole week of writing A's until you perfected it. It's on repeat until you perfect it. So that's going to keep you from diving into the, oh, poor me shit, right? Because we all do that, right? Well, I'm raising my hand too. You know, I've done that. I bought the t-shirt, you know? So the universe, if you think about it, is so, it's all knowing, it's so intelligent, it has your back. You might seem like, it might seem like you're getting punished, but you're not getting punished. You're trying, you ever see those memes where they show the guardian angel shaking his head like, Jesus Christ. I know my guardian angel shaking his head or her head constantly, but that's, you know, pretty much what it's about. The universe is so brilliant that it just keeps bringing you the same shit over and over, right? But it's co-creation. You're co-creating it with the universe because you just haven't passed that test yet. I hate to make it sound like that, but it kind of is, right? So it's like, all right, so let me give it for instance. So let's say that you're really trying to change that core signature and you know that the shit that went down in your childhood was not fun, right? You know it stuck on you. Like it really made a huge impression on you and who you are. And you're becoming aware of that your personality has everything to do with what happened to you during your childhood. And you're starting to put these pieces together, right? And hopefully by the age of 35, you're doing this, because we get really, that's not good news for us folks that are over the age of 30. Just kidding. You can change it at any time, but especially if you change it before 35, it's easier for you to change it, right? Because once you get past the age of 35, the program gets thicker and thicker, right? But there's still hope for us people over the age of 35. So basically, you're in this spot where you're starting to realize that your childhood trauma has caused you to have this personality, right? And it's also caused you to keep creating the same shit over and over. If you're starting to come to that realization, right, it's a good thing, because now being aware is the beginning, but it's hugely important, right? Because we can at any time start to change this. And listen, is it an easy thing to change? No, it's a segment by segment thing that's happening. So let's just say that, for instance, you're doing really, really well in your career right now, right? And things are going well, you're getting along with your boss, you know, you're getting everything done that you should be getting done. You know, if you work on commission, you're killing it, you're making your numbers, you know, you're getting new clients, all that stuff, right? And then all of a sudden it just explodes. And it's like, seriously, like, what the fuck just happened? Right? Like, really? And you think, like, I can't believe this. But that, I mean, some people call it a test from the universe, or the universe is testing you. I mean, that's one way of saying it. But really what's happening at that point is that your body's trying to drag you into the future again, right? And it's like when you're trying to make this change and come out of this habitual way of thinking and living and creating, co-creating your life, there's going to be glitches, and it's going to go from going really bad to going really good, bad, good, you know, and it's just a way of strengthening and pulling us out of this. So depending on how you're going to act during those times when it falls to pieces is really depending on how fast you're going to move through this, right? So that's what I say to people all the time, is that that's when it really counts for you to keep the faith and for you to keep believing in a future not yet manifested. The old habitual way will be to go back to the unknown, to go back to the known. Oh, nothing ever works for me. I can't get ahead no matter what I do. My life gets fucked up. This happened, that happened. That's going back to the old program. That's your body dragging you into the future again. That's the old program trying to create more of your future. You have a choice between the two people that are standing there. This also has to do with quantum jumping, which I'm going to throw in there, you know, because we don't have enough confusing shit in front of us right now. But it's an interesting thing to talk about and intertwine in here to make you understand what quantum jumping is. So at this pivotal point, you're at this pivotal point in your life where things were going really well, and you are stepping into the unknown. The unknown is the only place that we can make a new future. If we stay in the old way of thinking, we're creating more of a shitty future, the same shitty future that we're always creating. But if we step into the unknown, and what is the unknown? The unknown is being positive about a future not yet manifested. So you have to be greater than your environment is what that really means, okay? You must be greater than your environment. What does that mean? Let's unpack that. It means that your environment's showing shit right now. You're not getting any sales. You're not bringing in new clients. You're all of a sudden at a halt. Your boss is breathing down your neck telling you that you're shit. Somebody left you bad feedback, right? Somebody complained about you. Your environment is a shit show. Your environment is a shit show. You have to think greater than your environment. So even though your environment is saying all of those things, you still have to stand there and think greater than your environment. I'm not saying you have to preach it to the world, because we all know how that goes. Keep it to yourself. That's another thing. Keep it to yourself. You don't need people trying to knock you off your game. And if people are filling your head with shit that you're trying to not have your head filled with, step aside. Step aside. You cannot drag those people from your old self into the future with you. It's impossible. Push them to the side. You want to hang out with successful people that are integral, by the way, right? You have to be better. You have to be willing to believe in a future not yet manifested. You have to be greater than your future. And those are what those tests of faith come up to show us. Then things all of a sudden are doing really great and then they turn into a shit show. That's what that's about. It's not about punishment. It's not about that you're terrible at manifesting. It's a classroom. Life is a classroom, in case we haven't figured that out yet, right? Life is a classroom. It is. You know, I just got a flash in my head of when I was like maybe 4 or 5 years old. And I remember we had this little patio in front of our house. And I always used to sit there with my friends, and I had a chalkboard and I used to teach them. I wanted to be their teacher. That just popped into my head, you know, because if you're paying attention, right, you can figure out the archetypes of who you are. It's so crazy how that just popped into my head. But anyway, I've been teaching people a few things since I'm 4 or 5 years old. So you have to be greater than your future. And what we have unpacked that to mean is that no matter what's going on, we still have to believe in a future not manifested. That's what we have to believe in, right? And I'm going to give you some tools. We're getting near the end of the show. We're only 7 minutes out from ending this show. And I want to start giving you some tools that you can take with you. And I'm going to do a part two to this show because, I mean, obviously, this is a big show, right? This is a big subject. Let's just see. I just want to look at my notes for a second. And I want to take a peek at if there's anything that I did not go over that I wanted to go over. Let's see. Okay. This I want to drive home. Why are you this way? Why are you creating? Why are you emitting a core vibration to the universe and creating the same crap over and over? Why am I this way? Why are you this way? Why are we this way? It's difficult to say for each person, but the things that I see along the way of, you know, teaching and counseling people and doing shadow work with them and intuitive readings is that, you know, we have gotten fooled by the wounded ego at some point in time to believe that that was us. So in other words, some of us have had some really harsh childhoods, right? We've had some pretty crazy things happen to us as a result of, our upbringing. Some of us have had difficult childhoods that we are now realizing, you know, really structured our personalities. You know, some people say like, oh, you know, like I totally can understand why I'm this way. You know, looking back at the experiences that, you know, I've had as a child, I can understand why I'm such a loner, or, you know, why I, you know, do this or I do that, or I'm very untrusting. Like I can get why it takes me a long time to trust people, you know? So, you know, it's literally the wounded ego tricking us into thinking that we're, you know, this is our identity. I'm here to tell you it's not. It's just an experience that we had, right? All right, let's see. You know what's really an interesting fact is that they've done studies about memories, right? And our brains just, we could You know, like when you try to think back to when you were little, you'll have like these little blurbs of memories, but our memories aren't even quite there. Our memories are not as good as we actually think they are. And a lot of the times when we're thinking back to childhood memories, we're literally embellishing our childhood memory to keep reinforcing the sad emotion that we're trying to keep alive in our bodies. So, in other words, we're like beefing it up to be something that it's not, and making it a lot worse so we can keep reinforcing the pain in which we're kind of addicted to or self-identified with. I mean, that's crazy, right? When I heard that study, I was just like, holy shit, but it makes sense, right? Let's see. All right. So, 3 minutes left. So let's get to how we can start to feel empowered and make the changes. You know, just the today's show, I would definitely re-listen to this because it was a lot of information brought forward in a way that you might not be used to hearing it. So I would definitely listen to this show again and even a third time to, you know, to get a better understanding. But I will say this. I will say that how we can start to unwind from this habitual way of thinking, which is coming from a pain that is living within your body, your core signature, that's all coming from that place. How we could start to change that is to just have the realization that it exists. And, you know, some people will say, well, you know, I'm not really sure where to begin. Begin where your biggest problem is. You know, if you're struggling with finances your entire life, this is something to dive into. What are you creating around your finances? What ultimately do you keep creating? Right? I think that sometimes we just have to digest the material that is put in front of us. And that's the first steps. And of course, meditation is one of the number one ways to start to unwind from this. So if you don't have a meditation practice, I would definitely look into Dr. Joe Dispenza, go on his website. I don't get any kickbacks from this. I just, you know, have had great success in my life via his meditations. And, you know, he has a whole guide on where to begin and where to start, for meditation. But, I would start with meditation, and visualization is another really good tool to start to bring a new program online. Okay. And re-listen, definitely. So we have, I want you guys to look up Dr. Joe Dispenza's meditations, and I also want you to start a technique of visualization. You know, look it up online and you know, start to implement those things into your life. We're definitely going to do part two of this show next week. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of the week. Happy Monday. Happy full moon to everybody. You've been listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio. Have a great week ahead. Take care.